Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. We are currently answering the questions from our listener in our third annual question and answer series. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with his answer. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Second Corinthians 5:5 repeats, Now he that hath wrought for us the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Now, the Lord just doesn't use words in the idea of letting them fall to the ground or just filling in blanks and so forth. No, every word of God means something. Every word of God, we're told in Proverbs 30, is pure. Okay, so that's where I stopped, and now we read where their article continues. Again, eternal security teachers have read into 1 Corinthians 3, 11 through 15, things that are not there. For example, Charles Stanley said this regarding the one who has his building materials destroyed in the fire. He represents believers who have no time for the things of Christ, who live their lives for themselves. In God's estimation, nothing he has lived for has counted. This passage is so powerful because we are presented with a Christian who at no point in his entire life bore any eternal fruit. And yet, his salvation is never jeopardized. Well, I inserted my answer at this point. He evidently leaves out James 3:1, My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. This teaches it will be worse for some than other Christians. 1 John 2:28, Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Referring to them as children shows he's talking about his own. Some will be ashamed at his appearing. All heaven will see what happened. And they'll be ashamed before all heaven. Romans 8:17 and 18 says this, And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, not everyone is going to share in the same amount of glory. There are different levels of reward in heaven. Some have crowns, others will not. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. Luke 12:48. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Now, as James 3:1, God will have a greater expectation for some than others. However, the worst place in heaven will be far better than the best place in hell. But the shame is seen in that the tears are not wiped from all eyes in heaven until after the millennium in Revelation 21. So obviously, these people that are writing this article lack the capacity to understand the impact of the word ashamed. Now, they insert here, at a different time, Charles Stanley refers to the same passage and gets more specific. Listen for yourself to what he said. One of the messages in this series has to do with those sins we commit as believers. What is God going to do? What are we going to lose in the judgment? And there is going to be loss in the judgment. Let there be no question about that. You cannot sin and live like the devil down here and get by with it, even as a believer. The Bible says you will lose your reward, but you will be saved so as by fire. You won't lose your salvation. But there is a whole lot to lose, brother, by sinful living. In other words, Stanley thinks that passage says one can go to the ultimate extreme, live like the devil, and not lose his salvation. Imagine that. That means the most vile and wicked acts ever committed by a person previously saved will only cause loss of rewards, which is consistent with this false doctrine. And the truth is, anyone who lives like that and does not repent and get forgiven will be thrown into the fires of hell in the end. He surely will not enter God's kingdom, as the devil wants us to believe. Well, now I've inserted at this point for the listener to this article. They are forgetting David. He killed and committed adultery in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Yet, what do we see in Psalms 51:12? Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Now, he does not say, restore unto me salvation. Rather, the lost joy in his salvation as a result of sin. Now, David murdered and he committed adultery. Is that not enough if you can lose your salvation to lose salvation? So we see what happens to a Christian when he sins. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11 says it so well. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son. Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Now those who aren't chastened of God are not really saved. That's the easy believism crowd. Then he goes on, verse 9, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable food of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. Now one should see Revelation 3:19, where it says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. But now we take up again with the article. Dave Hunt refers to the same passage in 1 Corinthians 3 and dangerously interprets it as well. He wrote this, the person who has not even one good work, all of his works are burned up, is still saved, yet so as by fire. Their teachings are understood by their listeners to mean you can live in sin and you'll only lose reward. That is what one proponent wrote to us. If you choose to live in sin, you'll be saved, yet so as by fire. Read 1 Corinthians 3. That's why it's important to understand the doctrine of the reward of the believer. Okay. Well, that's where I interrupt again, and I insert in this article, he needs to read Romans 7:15 through 25. This is the Apostle Paul's testimony. I mean, this is after he's saved. If what they're saying is true, then the Apostle Paul will not be in heaven. For there we read, for that which I do, I allow not, and for what I would not, and what I hate, that do I. Now, if I then do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. That is, that sin's at home, it lives in him. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ the Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. Now we're seeing the difference of a Christian walking in the Spirit instead of walking in the flesh. This is why so much of the contemporary movement is so wrong. They appeal to the flesh and what makes it feel good. Therefore, their music is rock and roll. Their preaching is psychological in presentation. There's very little said about sin. And they only add Jesus, his name, to make it sound spiritual. Great hymns of the faith are boring to these folks. Why? Because they walk in the flesh instead of in the Spirit. And so we can't minister to them because they're not opening the Spirit to be ministered into. Well, the article continues. How is it possible these eternal security teachers can teach the way they do, which is clear and definite contradiction to other scriptures on this same subject? James 2 repeatedly states a saving faith will have good works with it. If the good works are lacking, such is not a saving faith. Charles Stanley, Dave Hunt, Chuck Missler, Norman Giesler, and many others have read into 1 Corinthians 3:15 something that is not there, but which they want to believe to help support their license for immorality. Well, here's where I insert again. Anyone who preaches salvation is in Christ through his shed blood, with our part not a work, rather repentance and faith. Then he realizes liberty is applied to the Spirit to be free from those things, not to do those things, as this article is wrongly reporting. Now, the article goes on to say, let us look at the proper way to interpret the 1 Corinthians 3:11 through 15 passage. Just one chapter in 1 Corinthians 4:5, Paul writes about the judgment. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. Well, they changed that verse with this Bible version so much. Now we're getting praise from God instead of us praising God. Boy, that turns that verse completely around. That's blasphemous just using that Bible version.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.